How tough was it in that situation for you?
Not really thinking about it. I'll probably ponder on it a bit tomorrow. But besides that, just trying to, play ball.
How did things change when Savage came out there? What was the mood of the team when Ryan went down, that kind of thing?
Just like any time someone has, we face any type of adversity. We always try to push and just close ranks. And that's just what we have to do. And that's what I felt like we did do. And we wanted to support him and let him know we got you. We'll all step up our play for you.
What was it like? How emotional was it to see Ryan leave under those circumstances?
Oh, of course, man. It's he's such a hard worker and he prepares so well. He's such a leader. You feel for that guy and you feel for, everybody on the field. And it definitely motivated us.
Did you feel Tom sort of grow up a little bit in this game and see his confidence grow as the game wore on?
Tom has always been a confident guy. You guys talk to him, man. He's a great kid, and he studies and prepares and works hard.
And grind back and just lead this team. To see him go down like that, it's rough. It's rough. Being an offensive lineman for him, you take pride in being able to protect him. And when he goes down like that, you really feel for him. So it's a real tough one to swallow. I know Fitz, though, he's going to grind back and get this one and be able to kind of get back with us. But that's a tough one to swallow.
And then, of course, enter Tom Savage. Obviously, there's going to be some sort of growing pains early on. And it kind of happened right off the bat. We saw you go over and actually have a little chat with him after that first kind of miscommunication there. Can you kind of tell us what you talked to him about?
Just be able to stay in the game. Obviously, coming in the game like that in that scenario is not exactly how you envision yourself. But us being able to rally around each other and be able to kind of make him better is what's going to have to happen. Us playing better individually is going to make him better as a whole. So, when he has some ups and downs and some adversity, you got to be behind him 100% and let him know that we're all grinding with him. And that's where we're at right now.
Did you feel him get a little more comfortable and kind of progress as the game wore on?
Definitely. And that comes with time. That comes with experience. That comes with, bullets in the fire. And, him being able to kind of be out there, everything kind of slows down. That's the way it is for any vet. The beginning of the game, things are real quick, and then everything starts to slow down for you. So him coming in and getting his first playing time, it was quick at first, but I'm sure it settled down for him later on.
We transferred over from practice to the game, and I thought we did good. They caught some pass early. We were able to make some plays, stop them from getting deep shots. We pretty much just had tight coverage, and that's what we knew we had to do. If we play tight coverage, we could play with them.
Side of the ball, but to see Ryan go out the way he did.
That's hard to go out to him, man. I hate that. That's one of our brothers, man. We hate to see anybody go down, especially in a game like this, and all hands on deck. But I think Tom came in and did a good job for what he had to work with.
Sorry getting in late, but what was the difference today as opposed to the last time you played him? I mean, you guys absolutely clamped down on their passing game.
And the stakes was online. We knew what type of game this was. And it's something about that survival skill that every human has, man. We came in, we knew what we had to do. So we just said we couldn't borrow anything. We had to play tight coverage. That's what we did. We couldn't back off those guys. We knew that they were probably going to have throw shots deep. We had guys that had to be responsible and stay deep if we need help in the middle of the field. And we played two. We played every coverage we had, stopped the run, and we had to stop the pass. Whatever they put at us, we had to stop it. But, Andrew never gives up on plays, and he always – finding a way to get his team back on top.
You can't have those things, but at the same time, unfortunately, things like that happen. But,
Did y'all keep T.Y. from going off?
Just kind of give him a different look, and getting hands on him. A guy like that with speed, you definitely have to slow him down, keep him from getting going early. So I think we was able to do that and give him some different looks, and it kind of worked to our advantage today.
When you saw Fitz go out, did you know that's going to be a little bit more pressure on the defense?
I wouldn't say pressure. I mean, that's our job, to go out and play defense. Whether Fitz is in there or whoever's playing quarterback, we got to go out and stop the opposing team's offense. So it's just our job.
How tough is it to get out of here with all the adversity, still come close but not be able to pull it off?
It's tough. To be so close, a couple plays here and there, maybe would have, kind of swung in our favor. But at the end of the day, it's a loss. We got to go, evaluate the film, make some corrections, and move on to the next week.
What happened on the play to Knicks early where they got a 25, 26-yard touchdown catch? Do you know exactly what happened on that play?
I don't know exactly what happened, but, I think it was on Darrell Morris, and it was just a nice throw and catch. Obviously, he was in good position, but they put it on the outside away from the defender, and he was able to keep both feet in. So, that's credit for them, good play for them. But obviously, we came back and bounced back, and I think we finished the game well after they responded well.
Did you feel any extra pressure when y'all saw the starting quarterback go out?
Not at all. You know, obviously we have a job to do. We have to do it to the best of our abilities each and every time, no matter who's the starting quarterback or whatever goes on during the game. And I think, you know, today was a prime example of that. You know, anytime you're out there on defense, you never want to give up anything, so you can't really look at other situations throughout the game to kind of dictate how you're going to play your game.